Hello, Dr. Shaw here again, and welcome to our 21st podcast of Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, we are going to discuss the third governing principle to guide effective communication, and that principle is never overspeak. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. When I was in college, and I had an essay test, and I knew that I wasn't quite sure of the answer, but I knew that if I wrote enough, I had enough information to make sure that I would somewhere in my essay incorporate the answer. Truly, I was really overspeaking, because when I know the answer for sure, I can economize on my words, and I can be concise and have complete clarity. I'm only going to overspeak if I'm not 100% sure of what I want to communicate. And once I do that, because children are so sensitive to the truth, they're going to know. They're going to know that I'm a little either unsure or uncomfortable or something. That discomfort that I'm having, that they will be able to detect, is going to be used against me. If I am really 100% clear with my intention and my purpose in my communicating, I will not need to overspeak. And then think about this. You're traveling and you get lost. So you go to someone and you ask for direction. If the person gives you too much information, it becomes like blah, 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 blah. And guess what? You don't really find out how to get to where you need to go. If the person gives you clear and concise information, that's exactly the correct amount of information that you'd be able to retain in order to get the directions that you really need. So again, clear and concise information is all that is needed, and there is no need ever to overspeak if we really are sure of what we want to say. And that's the importance of never overspeaking. So I'm going to now give you an example. In my philosophy in using the 10 governing guiding principles that I think need to be present in order to have effective communication, there are also, I would say, three very important components that also need to be present in order for you to really have effective communication. And I say that these three components or aspects of effective communication are the following: setting the stage for success. And setting the stage for success includes front loading. And front loading includes ensuring that every aspect of what we are talking about and what we are going to agree on will be discussed prior to the actual experience and will be agreed upon. And now I'm going to be very specific because that could have sounded a little confusing. Let's say we want to talk about bedtime. Let's say you decide with your child that your child's bedtime is going to be at 8 o'clock. You are not going to wait till 8 o'clock when it's bedtime to say, okay, this is how it's going to go. No. What you're going to do is you are going to front load by having a conversation in the morning about how bedtime's going to go. Included in that conversation, you are going to discuss whatever arrangements you are going to make with your child so that everyone has buy-in. Everyone is going to make the agreement. So the agreement is, let's say you decide, well, you know, honey, bedtime's at 8 o'clock. Does that seem fair? Yeah, that seems fair. That's nice. Okay, 8 o'clock. So what do you think you need to do to be able to really go to bed at 8 o'clock? I want books read to me. All right, you want books read? I want to make sure I get to go to the bathroom. Okay, you want to make sure you go to the bathroom? Anything else? I want to make sure I get some water before I go to bed. Okay, how long do you think that will all take? Okay, let's make an agreement that we're going to start to get ready for bed at 7:30. At 7:30, you can read some books to yourself. At 7:45, I can come in and I can rest with you for a little while. And then 8 o'clock, lights out. That's the way it is. Can you agree to that? I can agree to that. What happens if you don't follow that agreement? What natural consequence will you have if you don't follow the agreement? The next night, you get no books read to you. Can you agree to that? Yes, I can agree to that. Throughout the day, you might want to reiterate the agreement if it's a new schedule that's being implemented and put into place. And then 7:30 happens, you do your part, your child does his or her part. And then it's 8 o'clock and there's a temper tantrum. Just shut the door. Don't engage. You don't need to say anything. Don't overspeak. If you overspeak in the moment of the inappropriate behavior, the negative behavior that your child is displaying, then it becomes a power struggle. Plus, your child then gets negative attention because you're giving your child attention for negative behavior, and that negative attention becomes rewarding. And that's exactly what you want to eliminate. You don't want to engage. You want your child to really go to bed at 8 o'clock. So you don't have to do a thing. That's the gift of front loading. Yes, it's true. You work very hard in the beginning, but then in the end, there's nothing you can do. Just shut the door. Your kid has a fit. Your kid has a fit. Guess what? You do that for a few nights. You stay consistent because that's one of our guiding principles and follow through. You stay consistent and your child's behavior will get shaped into really being able to honor the agreed upon commitment, which was to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Therefore, this is a perfect example of not to overspeak. When you don't overspeak, not only in the moment are you saying just what is needed, but you also are not getting pulled into speaking more than you need to when you have moments where nothing should be said. Then the next day, you get to reflect on how that went and why your child's going to have a natural consequence of having no books read to tonight, because that was already agreed upon. So there is the importance of front loading. And again, that is really about setting the stage for success, where you are incorporating all that can possibly happen, all that can possibly happen before the actual experience. And then in the actual experience, it's either going to go smoothly, which will be wonderful, and that will be the reward in and of itself. And if there is a few days where it's not running smoothly, but you stay consistent and you don't overspeak it, and the next day you talk about it, just making sure that that's an agreement that could still be honored, and knowing that you're being clear and letting your child know that there will be a consequence of no books tonight because of the way you acted last night, which was, again, agreed upon in the front-loading session of the original conversation, everything's groovy. So that is our third governing principle that will guide us to speak effectively with our children. Until next time, I hope you enjoy implementing this principle. Letting me know how it goes, please let me know. And in our next session, we'll discuss the fourth principle. Until then, please go to my website, learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. Within the next week, I really believe I will have my first parenting book up and ready to go. And that book is called A Parent's Guide to Effective Communication. And in that book, there are these 10 governing principles to guide us to effective communication and more. Enjoy, be well, until next time. Thank you.
And that concludes this latest episode of the podcast series Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Because Dr. Shaw likes to model what she's talking about, this podcast was a little brief and concise because the subject was not overspeaking. If you want to follow Dr. Shaw, she's on Facebook. She's got a Learn With Me Remotely page there. On Twitter, she is Dr. Mindy Shaw 1, Dr. abbreviated DR and the numeral 1. On Instagram, she's Dr. Mint with a T Shaw. And of course, she's got a YouTube channel. Just search Dr. Mindy Shaw on YouTube and you'll see some of her Zooms with Olivia and other content about her appearances in the news and other media outlets. Thanks for listening. Keep an eye out and an ear out for the next podcast of Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw.